University of Minnesota offers whiteness pandemic resources for anti-racist parenting. By Amy Furrow, November 25, 2025. The University of Minnesota is offering whiteness pandemic resources to caregivers as a way to re-educate themselves and guide children. The school's Institute of Child Development and Culture and Family Life Lab website features information on the so-called whiteness pandemic and how, its writers claim, the issue has affected America. The website then targets families. Naming the whiteness pandemic shifts our gaze from the victims and effects of racism onto the systems that perpetrate and perpetuate racism, starting with the family system. At birth, young children growing up in white families begin to be socialized into the culture of whiteness, making the family system one of the most powerful systems involved in systemic racism. The site then asks how to halt and reverse the so-called whiteness pandemic, suggesting that people born in the United States grew up in said pandemic. Therefore, those individuals can stop it, especially if you are white, because of the power and privilege you hold in this racialized society, the site claims. If you were socialized into the culture of whiteness during childhood, it is not your fault. But as an adult, it is now your responsibility to self-reflect, re-educate yourself, and act. If you are a white adult, anti-racist action involves an ongoing process of self-reflection in order to develop a healthy, positive white identity while engaging in courageous anti-racist parenting/caregiving, it continued. The university has a history of such narratives and in 2019 introduced a course on the alleged relevance of economist and father of communism Karl Marx, Breitbart News reported. The University of Minnesota website includes a description for the course, which will take an intersectional approach to Marxism. For the uninitiated, intersectionality theory centers on the belief that certain individuals face a unique, compounded form of discrimination. For example, a black woman might face discrimination on the basis of both her gender and her race. In recent years, Marx's work has received criticism from intersectionality theorists for focusing exclusively on class struggles. In 2022, University of Minnesota medical students pledged to honor all indigenous ways of healing historically marginalized by Western medicine and fight against white supremacy, colonialism, gender binary, ableism, and all forms of oppression, according to Breitbart News. After President Donald Trump won the presidency for the second time in 2024, officials with the U.S. Department of Education in March began investigating 45 universities over alleged race-based preferences and policies, the outlet said. One of those schools was the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. The Department of Education said institutions that violate Title V prohibiting discrimination on the basis of race, color, and national origin in education programs and activists could ultimately lose federal funds, the Breitbart News article noted. During his 2024 campaign, President Trump vowed to reclaim Americans' educational system from the radical left.